Courage for the conflict. July 14. Be strong, for God is with us. Be strong, all ye people of the land, saith the Lord, and work, for I am with you, saith the Lord of hosts. Haggai 2:4. Our Lord is cognizant of the conflict of his people in these last days, with the satanic agencies combined with evil men who neglect and refuse this great salvation. With the greatest simplicity and candor, our Savior, the mighty general of the armies of heaven, does not conceal the stern conflict which they will experience. He points out the hazards, he shows us the plan of the battle, and the hard and hazardous work to be done, and then lifts his voice before entering the conflict to count the cost, while at the same time he encourages all to take up the weapons of their warfare and expect the heavenly host to compose the armies to war in defense of truth and righteousness. Men's weakness will find supernatural strength and help in every stern conflict to do the deeds of omnipotence, and perseverance in faith and perfect trust in God will ensure success. While the past confederacy of evil is arrayed against them, he bids them to be brave and strong and fight valiantly, for they have a heaven to win, and they have more than an angel in their ranks. The mighty general of armies leads on the armies of heaven. As on the occasion of the taking of Jericho, not one of the armies of Israel could boast of exercising their finite strength to overthrow the walls of the city. But the captain of the Lord's host planned the battle in the greatest simplicity, that the Lord alone should receive the glory and man should not be exalted. God has promised us all power, for the promise is unto you and your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Faith is the living power that presses through every barrier, overrides all obstacles, and plants its banner in the heart of the enemy's camp.